Soundpoint 5.
Standing here in the marketplace and then looking right to the corner of Parson Street was Powell's Drapery Store. It also housed the famous Marketplace Post Office, which was not the main post office, but was the most popular. This was run by Mrs. Powell, who was a very astute businesswoman who also had great charm and charisma and was highly respected and liked by everyone. This post office was a central pivot of the marketplace. People would get off the bus outside the town hall and could easily walk through the marketplace and would go to the post office every week. My own post office savings account was started when I was a small boy in the 30s. One head postmaster confided that Mrs. Powell did better out of the business than he did.
On the corner of Parson Street, the left-hand corner, was Powell's, supposedly, draper's and post office. You went up 3 steps into the post office, and in front of you was a counter. Nothing on the counter, nothing on all the shelves, and then a very tall, thin man would appear from a doorway. He mended umbrellas, and he always seemed to pop up the minute you got your foot just inside the door. The floor was just boarded, like many shops were in those days, and quite dusty. But the fact that there was nothing on the shelves or in the cabinets was quite amazing. Then the other side of the room was a very small, round lady behind a long counter, which was the post office. She had rubber stamps, a weighing machine, a few balls of string, and perhaps some brown paper. But that's all that was in the shop.
Just to the left of what was the marketplace post office stands one of the oldest surviving inns, the Unicorn. Date over the door, 1648. A landlord from 1950 to the 1980s was Frank Wills. Frank's hobby was collecting ancient guns and armour, with which he filled the whole place, hanging it everywhere. He also had an antique cum bric-a-brac stall on the market. On one occasion, some Americans were so impressed with his stall that they bought the whole lot outright. There was a large function room at the back of the Unicorn Yard, which was used for things like the Banbury Fur and Feather Show. I remember helping a friend to show his bantams there. I had to grease their combs with Vaseline to make them shine.
And looking to my left over at the town hall, the buildings at the back of the town hall were completely demolished, and they included a little tobacconist, a tiny little place, and what previously was the town hall tavern, and one or two shops. At the back of it, there was Bonham's, the watchmaker, and we can see a pointed gable with 2 windows in and 4 immediately beneath it. And strangely enough, that used to be the town jail. It was a school, it was a blue coat school up until the early part of the 18th century, and the Bamburians didn't think it was funny to have a jail and a school in the same building, but was reckoned to be a terrible place. Straight in front of me used to be occupied by Nathan's. They sold pretty well everything to do with gardens and households and so forth. And I can remember as a child seeing all the stuff spread out into the marketplace.
Chartered in 1608 by King James I, giving us a right to have a market here in...